Every dollar that Vermont spends on conservation land generates a $9 return. That's the finding of a study out today from a group of conservation-related nonprofits in the state. The study takes into account the economic benefits of industries like tourism, agriculture, and forestry, as well as other factors like water quality, flood control, and public health. The results of the study were announced today in Richmond. After the announcement, I spoke to Shelby Semmes, the state director for the Trust for Public Land. I asked her why her group wanted to put a dollar value on land conservation.
I think it's become really apparent that, you know, Vermonters, whether it's legislators and other elected officials, face really hard choices, you know, about where state investments are made across a variety of social services and other infrastructure investments. And I think that this report, which the Vermont Forest Partnership came together to commission the Trust for Public Land to author and conduct, is a proof point that the infrastructure of natural lands makes a quantifiable economic return and can guide decision making in the future about what investments are sustained or even deepened as a result of the priority that we give our kind of natural lands.
So Vermont, you know, has pretty strict rules when it comes to development compared to some other states. You know, critics might say land conservation is holding back potential economic development, you know, compared to building and the you know, tax revenue that might bring in. What do you say to that argument?
You know, it's an important argument to address. I think what we've seen in one of our speakers at our event today, Jeff Urbanek, the town manager of Richmond, really suggested is that market forces don't always drive the concentrated kind of livability outcome for Vermont towns, you know, across the state that we might like to see from how people want to live, you know, sort of with less densely populated areas in the uplands and habitat contiguity and trails to kind of maintain a way of life with denser development within town centers. And I think this report outlines that there are a number of industries like tourism and outdoor recreation that are supported by our investments in conservation lands. And these are really sizable industries.
So let's talk about tourism a little bit. That's obviously a big economic factor here. Vermont's natural landscape is a big tourism draw. But is there any flip side to that in terms of, you know, increasing use of trails and other natural areas of Vermont with tourism?
What we see in certain areas of Vermont is kind of a challenge of overuse. So it's all the more important that when we bring new conservation lands online, you know, that there are places for people to access close to home. This is a kind of a hallmark of our organization's work, which is kind of land for people driven, bringing more Americans within easy access to the great outdoors and addressing this disproportional use of our beloved, you know, natural assets. We need to, in many ways, kind of get folks off of Camel's Hump and get them into their town forest as much as making new investments and close-to-home opportunities to get outside.
In the big picture, what's the trend in terms of the amount of conserved land in Vermont? Is it growing? Is it shrinking? Where is that going?
The trend from a funding standpoint has been stable. You know, the funding sources that we evaluated in the report have kind of ebbed and flowed as outlined, and they've been stable, although the trend from a forest cover loss perspective is increasing forest loss. So the dollar investments, you know, are not keeping pace with the problem.
Forests are shrinking, essentially.
Yeah, and fragmenting, yeah.
So you have this report, the big dollar value is $9 for every $1 invested in conserved land. What's the next step after this study comes out?
We're looking at convening a policy forum in the fall to talk with kind of interested stakeholders and legislators and other elected officials about what we can do to sustain existing investments in conservation through a number of the funding sources that the report talks about. We are interested in exploring new avenues. What does the future look like for deeper and targeted and performance-based conservation?
Shelby Semmes is the state program director in Vermont and New Hampshire for the Trust for Public Land. Shelby, thanks so much.
Thank you, Henry.